Day 263, or September the 20th, the day of the Lord is coming. Our thoughts today are rooted in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility, perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Zephaniah speaks to the people of Judah almost a century after the Assyrians have scattered the northern tribes. Then only 20 more years will pass before the city of Nineveh falls to the invading army of Babylonia. God sends a prophet to declare that the day of the Lord is coming, and ultimate justice will be done, and many survive to see such a day with the downfall of Nineveh. Along with Jeremiah and Habakkuk, Zephaniah is a last-minute warning to shape up or be shipped away into exile. They ignore the warning, and within little more than a generation, Nebuchadnezzar attacks and takes them into exile in Babylonia, just as God had told them. And now today's action step. It seems so many people are getting away with unlawful acts these days. This was the accusation being made in the days of Zephaniah over 2,500 years ago. He told the people that all would be resolved on the day of the Lord, when God would bring ultimate justice as only he can. But they didn't believe him. The situation hasn't changed a lot since then. Many folk today don't believe Jesus will return, but on that day of the Lord, justice will be done and be seen to be done. I know a lady who is very bitter about a tradesman who she is convinced has ripped her off, to use her words. She says that she can't forgive him. When bad things happen to you, do your best to forgive the perpetrator quickly before bitterness sets in. You can do all this knowing that in the day of the Lord, justice will be done. Trust God immediately to work it all out in his perfect time, and know his peace now.